I want to thank Eric Padgett too, who's come down, and he flew from New York to be with us, and he's helped to make this a great reading, and he's worked hard, and I left this in the car, but I went out to get it, so I'm going to pass the hat. It's a Raiders hat. It's the black hole, but it's pass the hat for Eric.
Oh, yeah.
We've given him some work tonight. Thank you. Thank you so much. And while we do that, I wanted to... one of my little rituals has been a private ritual, but I have a reason. I'm going to make it public tonight. But sometimes before I do a reading, I like to invoke the nine muses. And anyway, tonight I want to do it publicly, but actually, in a sense, it's not so much I'm going to invoke them because I think they've already been here, but I want to acknowledge them. And just to prove, I like to, every now and then, like to prove to people that I do know the nine muses by heart. I don't have to look at a piece of paper. And so I want to thank Calliope, the muse of the epic. She's been here tonight. I want to thank Cleo, the muse of history. And we certainly, I think poetry is such a great medium for communicating history. And so I thank Cleo for being here tonight. I thank Euterpe, the muse of the lyric. We've certainly heard some lyrics here. I want to thank Terpsa Corey, the muse of music and dance. We've had that. I want to thank Mel Pomini, the muse of tragedy. She's been here tonight too as well. I want to thank Erato, the muse of love poetry, and we've heard some of that. I want to thank Polyhymnia, the muse of spirituality. I want to thank Urania, the muse of astronomy. And I want to thank Thalia, the muse of comedy. And finally, but lastly, there was one mortal woman who was of such poetic caliber. She was elevated to the ranks of the nine muses, and she became the tenth muse, and you're all familiar with her. I want to thank Sappho of Lesbos. All right, thank you all. And
I didn't get them all, so I have to...
Okay, yeah, I can tell you later.